You know what? God planned this party before the beginning of time. And He picked you to be it.
Amen.
So as you walked in this door, you are the band, you're the choir, you're the orchestra, everybody has a part tonight. Nobody is to be observing you. You're to release your sound, and the sounds can come through drumming. There's drums to come play on. I want everybody to touch a drum tonight. There's paints, and it's corporate painting. So the sound of a paintbrush is a sound. It releases the colors, release frequencies. Something's going to come forth as we begin making our sounds over on that area. All of these people, the sounds are going to release what God puts in their heart. We're truly going to be orchestrated by heaven tonight. There's no agenda, only His agenda tonight. But it's about a sound being released. A few years ago, as you all know, we had a sound come out of Oklahoma, and it was the sound of destruction. And the whole world looked with the bombing. The whole world looked to Oklahoma. And I always said, there'll be another sound come out of Oklahoma. And the whole world's going to look, and it's going to be a sound of glory. I've been listening for that sound through the burns, through all the worship we've done the last 15, 20 years. And I believe that tonight we're going to strike something.
Come on.
That's going to hit you individually. It's going to hit you us corporately. And it's going to hit worldwide. I believe that tonight with this brownie group. And so I just bless you coming, and I just bless this time together. And it's a party. And there's freedom. And even, this is just so cool, I just have to release this right now. You know, Pluto's come to the party tonight.
Come on.
And Pluto has, the last time he came to was July the 4th, 1776. And he hasn't been back since then.
Wow.
So we welcome him because he's bringing transformation and renewal. When Pluto comes back, every 240 years, he comes back to his original place. So prophetically, God said, what's being released tonight, what we're shifting into in the new season, we're coming back to our original intent in the garden as kings and priests. That's where we're coming. That's what we're going forth to. And so I just welcome you. Welcome the Holy Spirit. He's already in all of us. So He's here. And angels and anything else that wants to... Atmosphere from the heavens, just be released. Sounds out of you, things you haven't done before.
Hey,
please step out. Please go make a stroke, make a beat, make a dance, wave flag. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just give you all the glory and all the praise for what's going to come forth tonight, Lord. We know it's going to change tremendously. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. That's all we can say is thank you. We're so grateful that you chose us to be here tonight. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Woo!
Before we sound the chauffeur, I thought it'd be good to explain what we're doing since Steve just got here. We're going to sound Tekiah, which is one of the Jewish sounds. And then I'm going to release a sound which the Lord has led me to release many times. And now I'm doing it with chauffeur blowers from all over the world at noon every day. And it started in Jerusalem. So that's a new group. And if you want to join in, feel free to sound the chauffeur wherever you are at 12 o'clock. So today we're going to do the Tekiah sound, and then I'm going to release a sound.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's an open door, and when God opens a door, He opens for a reason, and your part is to go through the door. Stop standing on the threshold and go through. He's opened the door for a reason. This is the season. You got to go through. He's not going to push you through, but there's a wind following you. But you got to respond. Respond to the sound. Respond to your heart. Respond to your mind. You got to respond. The door is open. The door is open. You got to go through. Or not. Your option. But I'm telling you, the door is open. So transition from one side, enter into the glory. Singers, sing. Singers, sing. Singers, sing.
Trumpets of silver, of hammered work, and you shall make them, and you shall use them for summoning the congregation and for the camps to set out. And when both are blown, all the congregation shall gather themselves to you at the doorway of the tent of meeting. Yet if only one is blown, then the leaders, the heads of the divisions of Israel, shall assemble before you. I'm going to blow one trumpet. Because He is summoning the leaders.
Come on.
He is summoning those who will lead out in worship. Who will lead out and bring in glory.
Come on.
Who will lead out in changing the dimensions of the church. Come on. It may take me a minute.
Right.
And expect it.
This is my beloved one. This is my beloved one, Jesus. This is my beloved one. This is God's only Son. This is my beloved one. Thank you. So beautiful, Jesus.
You are the one.
is He is mine. I am His. He is mine. I am His. He is mine. I am His. We are His. He is ours. 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 We are His. It is sealed. It is done.
Thank you.
ministry of reconciliation. You've all been given this 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 ministry of reconciliation. Tell them, tell them, tell them. You are included, yes. worship facilitator for about 35 years. Yes. Just like in the theater, unfortunately, most of the time there's a false line of demarcation between the worshipers and the people. And it's mentally there, even if it's physically not there. Sometimes it is there because there's a stage and there's that separation. And unfortunately, the experience of being kissed by God, because that's what I consider worship to be, Him kissing me first, and then I'm responding. Unfortunately, it's become a spectator sport. Not tonight. But when I came out to dance, after a while, I felt like, oh, I am smashing the false demarcation, the separation between the worship team and the people. And so I went around and started calling out brave, mostly women, one man, to come with me and to come out of that half shell, half moon thing that you're in, and with the people up here, and to break the barriers, to smash them by taking over the space. Take over the space with your body, with your mind, with your words, with your heart, with your anointing, with your gifting. Because if you cannot do it in a space like this, how in heaven are you going to do it all over the world where you're called to inhabit the space and to go places and take territory? That maybe there's not been an anointed Jesus lover in forever. You gotta be bold. I was singing earlier, bold, full of fire, bold, full of genius. Look up that word genius. It has a lot in it. So that dance isn't just a dance. We are smashing barriers. We are breaking mental. Because guess what? The ladies who came up, they're a little bit nervous. When I'm like, come on. I don't care anymore. I don't get nervous. It's been too long. But the gentlemen, I'm not going to shame anybody, but the gentlemen that I invited, they wouldn't come. So Wallace was at a men's thing a week ago, and he said one of the most amazing things that happened was the men who were up in front worshiping, demonstrating what it is to be a man on fire worshiping God. Kind of, right? Yeah. And saying, how dare we let someone else, how dare we let our wives, our girlfriends, the women, take the place that we're supposed to have doing, being who we are. So I didn't want to interrupt anything, but I felt like saying that because we're demonstrating a breaking, and that's what we're doing with sound. Everything that's going on right now is unorthodox. We're smashing it all up. That's why I'm here from Massachusetts, because you guys are smashing it up. So,
all right. Jesus!
Thank you. hear the Holy Spirit saying this. He said there's a sound that's going to come out of this place tonight that's going to heal the soil of Oklahoma.
Wow.
And it's going to heal the soil all the way back to the Indian territory. God is going to dismantle the arrogant sinners and what they've done in the past. And it's going to come all the way up to the Oklahoma City bombing and beyond. But it's going to begin tonight. The healing of the soul, it'll begin tonight.
that if you are running to footmen and grow weary, how are you going to defeat the horses?
That's right.
Yeah. The first round, first hour and a half, we pressed in. And the victories occasionally broke through. But the second round, they kind of got a little fatigued. I thought, oh no. The Lord said, it's okay. That feeling of fatigue, mental, spiritual fatigue, he said, you can go to another level.
Yeah.
Don't forget that fear, that feeling. He said, you know, I said that there's more in your tank. You heard that? The Lord said, there's more in your tank because I am there.
Yes.
The Lord said he's strong and mighty, hasn't broken sweat yet.
Yes.
If you choose to shift into the God gear,
woo!
If you will shift into the God gear, you'll go way further, way stronger, and we broke through a barrier, but right now we are making a way for others to go through. We did intercessions for others, but there's a mighty multitude that'll go through that open way. Okay? So we gotta go stronger and harder. We gotta shift into God gear. Greater is he in you. In you. Than your mentality, than your experience, your past victories. God is just starting. But he wants you to shift with him. He's an earth, he mantled us for war. It's a new mantle going down now. Now is to build so others can grow. We're now in the build. We were breaking early. We broke through. Now we're going to build a way for others to abide and rest.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the rest of the Bible. This is pure. This is love motivated and love that prevails. You were mantled for battle. Now we're moving to building. We dismantled and destroyed. We're now going to build up a way for others to walk into. Let's go.
Thank you.
So Lord, we are ready for more. We're ready for more. For more of your sound. More of your outpouring. And we thank you for bringing it. You always want to give us more. Oh,
runs up.
You're all.
Oh,
you're the King, son. Thank you. Thank you, my beloved. His eyes have seen all of the little things that we have done over our life. Every time we said yes to him, every time he called for something and we did, we gave it. Everyone in this room has become an offering to our King. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, says your King. You are the delight of my eyes. One glance from you my direction, and I leap and jump and shout on my throne, and I twirl around in glee and joy at the sight of your face looking at me. Oh, how I love you. Oh, how you love me. Now I say to the heavens, 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 open. Over my people. I turn the brass into praise. And I turn light into my delight. And I rain my glory down on you. Hear, O earth. You belong to me. Here, O earth, you are mine. I want each one of you to think for a moment of the things that you have done for our King. What do you own that you have given him? Where do you live where you have brought him? Say to what is within your boundaries, open to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let heaven and earth come into agreement this night. For we are his possession. As for me and my house, he is our King. Say to the earth under your feet, you are his. Oklahoma, land of the red man, you belong to the King of Kings. Receive him as he comes and gazes upon you. I say to the earth, give to him what's in his name. In his name is his claim. In his name is his claim. In his name, here, O earth, is his claim. Now this night we transfer. We transact in the spirit, saying to the earth underneath our feet, you belong to him now. we say back to you, O King, we love you. Look, all that we have is yours. Even ourselves, let us be your offering also. Fill the earth now with your glory. Let heaven and earth be in agreement over this territory. I also hear the Lord saying one more thing. To the times in the past when you failed, or when you fell short of His glory, when something didn't go right, or someone broke covenant with you at the moment His glory was at the door, put it on the fire. Put it on the fire. Jesus says, there's a fire that I wanted to kindle in my day. Papa said no. But today is the day and the hour for my fire. Do not feel bad for the things of the past. I hold them not against you. Put them on the fire. My glory will arise out of it. I commend you from my throne, and I lift you up. Drum in front of you, just hit the drum together. Just tune it together, hit it together. It'll take us into a song.
show if our people left. Anybody left? Let's end this thing with a horn, okay? And trumpet. Guys into trumpets? Come on up here. You got a trumpet. You got a trumpet.
So Ephesians 4:13 says, if you go back to 11, it says you'll have the prophets, evangelists, you know, apostles, all of them, and they will equip the saints until you come into the fullness of Christ as one. I believe we're in that moment of until. We've been waiting for that. It's been like a neon sign for a year or so. I believe tonight we've stepped into that until, at the sounds of many waters flowing from the throne room. We all know you wouldn't be here if you didn't have an idea that we're moving into something different. Yeah, we're shifting. We could go a long ways into all of that, but I think most of you get it. And so we just released a sound together to take us up to that next level, that next dimension. And there's so much more we've just begun. I would like to end the sound with the shofar as he wants, but I would like to end the sound with the sound of a Native American. I'm putting him on the spot, but I wanted to start with it. And we honored you guys tonight, and we said that the land was healed from all that happened in Oklahoma. So Joe, will you just come and release the sound? I don't know that I can get the mic to you, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, but just one of your beautiful Kiowa sounds. Am I putting you on the spot too much? Can I get a microphone to him? Ha! It's important. It's important.
On our own time, amen. makes all things good. Oh, don't get it on.
Agenda in these days ahead. Amen?
Yes. Yes.